Hawks once again inside the Texans red zone. They have the ball at the 9-yard line. It'll be first down and goal. Canyon Lake already leads it 6-0. Texans trying to keep this as a one-score football game. St. John and Chacon in the backfield behind Fulton. The Hawks so far have been able to be really effective on offense. Chacon now, right side, trying to get outside, and he is able to scoot to the 5-yard line, pick up a 4. It'll be second down and goal.
That's a good run again. That's another one that we saw that was that really off tackle on their outside right-hand side, and he gets out there pretty quick for somebody who's really got a burst of energy up the field as well. He's a he's a good runner. We saw the stats before the game. Obviously, I saw Ferris just like you did, but with him in street clothes, Chacon's really been the go-to right now.
Yeah, he and St. John both have done an excellent job. Second down and goal now for the Hawks. Knocking at the door. Turn, the pitch left. Trying to get outside is the runner, and he's in the end zone for the touchdown. And that is Joseph Ruiz from 5 yards out, and it'll be 12-0 now, Jared. And we'll see if they go ahead and just go for two or try to tack on the extra point here.
If I'm the Canyon Lake coach and I'm getting chunks five at a time, basically, I don't know what their average is right now, but it's got to be fairly close to a 5 or 6 yard average, and I'm probably going for it. They're going to run the kicker out there though for the extra point.
Joseph Ruiz on the 5-yard run. Lorette now the extra point man, and the kick is up and it is good. 11:46 remaining. Our score: Canyon Lake 13, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson back with you. Hawk Stadium in Fisher. Canyon Lake has taken a 13-0 lead. We're just underway in the second quarter. 11:46 remaining.
And I think Wimberley at this point, we said it just a second ago, the time of possession is one, it's just killed us with the 13-0, but two, they haven't figured out that Canyon Lake defense yet. And until they do that, time of possession is not going to matter, because it doesn't appear that Canyon Lake's going to falter at this point. Wimberley's going to have to force them into a turnover by downs or a turnover period.
Well, it is early. We've played 12 minutes and 14 seconds, and you got to believe Canyon Lake has had the ball at least nine and a half minutes of those. Here's the kickoff. It is a deep one, deep and far, and taken back at the 5-yard line to the 10, 15, 20, and out to the 23-yard line is Hunter Benoli, a good return, and Canyon Lake's coming out of the stack with a ball, but no indication from the official.
Nah, he's down. He was down by contact and kind of rolled the ball out.
He got a lot of contact when he was hit, too.
Yeah.
Man, he took a big hit.
He ran over the first guy, then got cleaned pretty good by the second guy. Hunter is never a guy that's shied away from a hit. That's for any means.
Now, describe, what is this? Battle of the backbone.
The Devil's backbone really separates Wimberley and Canyon Lake.
It's kind of a ridge there.
That's right. It's kind of one of those that I believe there's a trophy for it. Wimberley holds the trophy right now, and obviously COWO 104.1 is Wimberley, so we're cheering on Wimberley, but a good matchup what we've seen right now.
Weeks, shotgun, fake the handoff. He's going to carry it himself out to the 25-yard line. A gain of 2, but a flag thrown by the linesman on this side of the field. See what the call is. I And it's going to be holding against Wimberley. So they're going to back up the Texan offense. So a slow start for the Texans here tonight, to say the very least. But you just got a feeling, you kind of have that feeling inside, Jared, that this offense is just waiting to explode.
Oh, no doubt whatsoever. Everybody out there listening, everybody that's here at the games, they know what Wimberley's offense is capable of. All it takes is 17 seconds for any of these receivers to take one deep, and we've seen JoJo do it so many times. So the opportunities are going to be there throughout the evening.
Weeks now, throw it out left side to Stover. Running room, 15-20. Makes a move inside to the 25, and out to the 27-yard line is Stover. And that'll be a pickup of about 15. It'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, that's a big carry or a big catch right there. It's almost a carry by Stover, but a big catch right there and a good run after catch by Stover. That's what he does so well. All of these Wimberley receivers do, but Stover does it so well because of his quick feet that he carries. And so it's just one of those that's what Wimberley's going to have to continue to do to stay in this ball game.
Second down and 6 now. Ball is spotted at the 27. Again, flags thrown prior to the snap. The PA man,
he calls it already.
Says it's going to go against Wimberley. I guess he's got a straight line to the official here.
Well, the funny thing is they literally have marked off 5 yards, and the Whitehead hadn't even said anything yet.
No. Going to spot it back to the 22-yard line. False start for the Texans.
Did you see who it was? I didn't see anybody.
No, it was thrown down here. I think it might have been Wyatt Mann, but he probably won't appreciate me calling him out like that.
No, I agree.
Him. He'll yell at me.
Well, nobody is covering Stover up on the bottom. I don't know if anybody sees that or not.
Second down and 11. Now they adjust a bit. Weeks is going to throw it out to that right side, trying to hit Krebs, who caught it, but he's going to be tackled in the right after catching it in the backfield, and actually it's a reception and a loss of 3. Yeah, so it'll be third down and about 14.
I think he tried to reestablish himself as a runner. Forward progress probably had him about a 3-4 yard gain, and he tried to reestablish as a runner just on the 19-yard line, and that's where they're going to spot it right there. Sometimes you get that call, sometimes you don't.
Spotting it at the Texan 19-yard line. Third down and 14. Boy, this would be a nice one. Actually, third down and 15. Be a nice one to pick up here for the Texans. From their own 19-yard line, trailing 13-0. Weeks looking left, scrambling, pressure. Now throws it back over the middle. Dangerous pass.
Oh, we got a
almost incomplete, but a flag on the play. Almost intercepted, I should say. That was Lorette in the secondary.
We got a flag, and it's one that you sometimes see with illegal contact. But I got to tell you, the refs, where the flag's thrown, there was nobody. So I don't know if they throw the flag in the middle of nowhere or not.
Ineligible receiver downfield for Wimberley. Goodness. And as soon as JoJo let that go, you know how it is when a right-hander scrambles left and throws back over the middle to his right. That can be awfully dangerous. Lorette had it in his hands, and he could have gone a ways. Fortunately, he didn't come up with that one. Texans will be forced to punt now.
I'm not sure why they would have taken that penalty. Is that a loss of down penalty, a legal man downfield? That's terrible. I ought to know that. But
well, I don't think it's a loss of down, but it'll be fourth down if they decline it.
Well, they accepted it.
They're going to decline it.
Okay, now they got to move the ball back up, though.
Yeah, they need to move the ball up, and they will.
I got to tell you,
to the 19.
The umpire here is delayed in everything he does, and the linesmen are they're going ahead and moving the ball immediately. So they're going to – that's the old walk of shame, to walk it back up 5 yards there.
That's right.
They just picked it up and took it back around there.
I didn't expect to hear that phrase here tonight on the broadcast.
No.
That's kind of shocked me. That's great. Lorette now is standing at his own 46-yard line. Mann standing at his 4. Here's the punt. Pretty good one. Lorette will let it hit, and it bounces and takes a Canyon Lake bounce and goes out of bounds at about near midfield.
Yeah, it's got to be about the 49-yard line.
47 is where they're going to spot it here. And the Canyon Lake offense will take over once again in great field position here, Jared. They lead it 13-0, which is not bad. It's early, 9:26 left to play in the second quarter. But goodness, Wimberley has to stop them at some point, or this thing can get a lot more difficult, obviously.
Well, and it comes at a time of possession at this point. There's 9 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. How much are they going to eat before the half?
Here is the give up the middle to St. John, and that is stopped after about a yard. It'll be second down and 9. Good job by the Texan defense that time. Going to spot it at the Wimberley 46-yard line.
Yeah, 3 and out right here for the Texans would do an absolute world of good for confidence. Get that offense back out on the field with an opportunity to put some points up.
Second down and 9. Quickly to the line is Fulton. He will turn. Flag on the play. Left tackle. It is Ruiz on the carry. Not much. He got a couple of yards, but flag thrown by the linesman on this side.
I got a feeling they're going to call offsides. Moss was close to offsides. It certainly looked like he was on the Wimberley side from here, and I got to tell you, we got a pretty awesome vantage point.
Yeah, we do have a
They're
going to
call holding here, aren't they?
Heck, I don't know. Nobody said anything.
No, offside. They're going to call Moss. I don't know about that one.
Offside Wimberley. And for whatever reason, the linesman is walking the other way, but if it's offside Wimberley, he needs to be walking that way. Now he's
They're
correct.
Actually walking. Look,
now he's correct.
He's going to go the other way with the ball.
I know this. The lines judge on this side of the field might need Tommy John surgery. He's throwing that flag an awful lot. I hope he warmed up. I hope he's going to ice down that shoulder.
I got it. Yeah, we're 3 yards off that play and 30 yards in the air. And anyway. Well,
second down and
there
six.
There it is.
Six. It is what it is. Yeah, how about that?
It's over now.
Ball at the 41. Same play, I think. Give off left tackle. He's got the first down. That's Chacon who gets it down to the 36-yard line, and that'll be another first down for Canyon Lake.
Yeah, good tackle right there, Matt Mitchell. Able to wrap him around the legs and stop him because otherwise he's probably still running, and there's a lot of cheering in our headphones.
Benjamin Fulton, the quarterback, smart quarterback. He goes down and congratulates his offensive line after a good run from scrimmage. That's a quarterback who knows where his bread is buttered. Here's Chacon again. Oh, he's going to be stuffed in the backfield. That's a loss of 2. It'll be second down and 12 back at the Wimberley 37-yard line. That's a big play on first down.
Yeah, that's huge right there, especially with the running offense. Again, minute 30 already run off the clock, and it's a to any time you can back up a running off. Are they going to? Wow. Okay. Loss of 2. I thought it was loss of 4, but.
Second down and 12 now. 7:50 left to play in the second quarter. Canyon Lake leading it 13-0 over Wimberley. The give right side to Lorette. He is going to be wrestled down to the ground. He lost a yard. Good job by the Texans defense. 2 straight plays, and it'll be third down and 13 here.
And this is the time where you can't overcommit to the run. You've got to be strong. They're going to go fast here,
quickly,
too.
No huddle to the line of scrimmage. Back to throw is Fulton. Going to go deep over the middle, and it's in and out of the hands of the receiver. And they're going to throw the flag in the secondary. They're going to get a pass interference call against the Texans. That's Cooper McCollum back there. They're going to throw the flag on, and I take it that you didn't agree with that. Actually, that might be Kent Kenyon back there.
Yeah, that's...
There was contact, but... It looked like it all arrived when the ball did to me, Jerry.
Yeah, and that ball is, I mean, if he catches that ball, UT calls him tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not going to catch that one.
No, I don't care where that, anyways, well.
Unfortunately for the Texans, that gives them a first down. And that is too bad because the Texan defense really has done a good job on this drive. And instead of getting the ball back, they're going to put the ball at the Wimberley 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Hawks will get a new set of downs. That's a tough break for the Texans there. Quickly to the line of scrimmage is Fulton. Man in motion, and now he will turn and give it to St. John right up the middle. And he is going to be knocked down at the 19-yard line. So give him four. It'll be second down and six as the clock rolls to 7 minutes left to play in the half. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Zach Peterson has joined us. Spotting for us, helping us out. Second down and six here. And a note, some nugget to put in the back of your mind. Texans will get the ball first in the second half. Second down and six. Turn, give up the middle to St. John. Tough running. He gets it to the 16-yard line. Only a pickup before, though, and it'll be third down and about three, Jared. And I don't know what they're doing schematically, but the Texans look a lot more effective on defense in this drive against Canyon Lake than they did the previous ones.
Yeah, you said it earlier. Coach Warren is excellent at making those adjustments that he needs to make, and he has done a good job here. Obviously, we saw the pass interference penalty of ended up giving him a first down, but other than that, really not a whole lot of success on the ground for Canyon Lake.
Third Ball down start. And three from the 17. Yep, flags. And this will be a false start for Canyon Lake, so back up the Hawks.
I love the flag coming in from the white hat about 2 seconds after the other flag hit the ground.
That's right.
I was like, really? Yours is in the air and they're already walking. Because, look, the linesman's already got the ball and he's already got it set 5 yards.
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
He's like, do you guys want to accept this? Good, because the ball's already back here.
Yes, we do. So back it up to the 21-yard line, and that makes it third down and eight. So this is the second straight set of downs that the Texans have had third and long. Let's see if they can complete the deal here, although you never know. Probably four down territory again.
Definitely.
Turn. Fakes a handoff. Fulton around left end, but he's in a lot of trouble. And brought down at the 19-yard line is the quarterback, and that'll set up a fourth down and six. Nice job by the Texan defense there. That looked like Hunter Moore on the tackle.
That's a big boy bearing down on you if you're Fulton coming off that left side and realizing, how in the world did he catch me?
They're going to try a field goal here of 36 yards.
This is going to be a fake. There's no way this, either that or it's a quick kick.
Trent Lorette with Fulton holding. He's the quarterback. The kick is up. It's long enough, and it is no good. Hooked it to the left. 4:57 left to play in the first half. Wimberly trailing at 13-0. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Mike Blackwell back with you. Texan offense will take over on their own 20-yard line. First down and 10. Weeks looking. Now he's in trouble. Drops the ball, but he recovers it. Back at the 14-yard line. Texans get it back, but a loss of six. It'll be second down and 16.
JoJo looking downfield right there to see if the receiver on this near side had an opportunity to beat him. And Wyatt Mann, I believe, is who it was on this near side, too. It's just didn't get all the way down, and JoJo ends up trying to tuck it and run. Ball comes out, and a big loss on first down for the Texans.
Second down and 16 now. The ball is at the Wimberly 14-yard line. Moss Carruthers to the right of JoJo Weeks. Carruthers will get it right up the middle. Good run to the 20. Still on his feet to the 25-yard line. Nice run by Moss Carruthers, a pickup of 11, and it'll be third down and five.
That's a big, big gain right there. Second down and 16, and you gain 11 on the ground. Moss Carruthers, unbelievable run, and got, what, 5-6 yards after contact there.
Certainly did. They were hanging off of him. Third down and five now. 3:45 left to play in the first half. Texans with two timeouts remaining. And, again, they get the ball to start the second half. It'll be sure nice for the Texans to get some points on the board here. Flips it out left side. That's Stover's. Got some running room. Trying to get to the first down marker, and he does. Stretches it past the 30 to the 31-yard line, I believe is where they'll mark it. It'll be first down for the Texans.
And if you're Coach Warren right now, 3:27 left on the clock, what you're thinking is you want this drive to be sustained all the way down, put points on the board, come out of the half and get the ball back and carry that momentum through it and really create a brand new ball game for this with 24 minutes instead of 48.
No question about it. First down and 10 at the 31. Weeks, high snap, but he has it. Throws it out right side, and it's almost intercepted. Boy, he hung that one out there to Krebs, and that could have been a pick six. JoJo's thrown a couple of balls that have been scary here tonight, but incomplete. Second down and 10. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, if you're JoJo on those and you tap those balls in your air, those are balls that you really aren't taking any sort of a drop back. You're out of the shotgun already, so you're catching that one step and you're hitting Krebs on the out. If you have to bat that ball up in the air, Krebs is already on the out pattern. That inside cornerback, he's probably
timing,
doing the worm in the end zone right now.
Oh, yeah. Second down and 10. Carruthers right up the middle. 35-40. And let's see. He's still on his feet. Powers his way down to the 44-yard line. Another first down for the Texans.
He carried the defender, really had his shirt tail. Parker Reno, the outside linebacker on that top side, drug him for 7 yards. Kind of looked like when you hold the tail of a bull.
That's right. It looked like an old Earl Campbell tearaway jersey video. First down and 10 for the Texans from their own 44. Left side, throws it out to Krebs, and it is diagnosed for a loss of 3. So it'll be second down and 13 now.
And you're one block away from that play being a huge play. The defender gets around Gavin Martinez and swoops around, kind of hooks around Krebs, and really right as he caught the ball. And, again, I talked about it, and I've talked about it so many times. Those are extended runs, really, trying to get the ball in the hands of your receivers so fast. But a 4-yard loss on those. We've taken, what, 3 or 4 of those this game. You can't do that with those plays.
Lester Bame with a nice play over there, solo tackle. Second down and 13, quick throw. Left side, not a lot of running room, though. It's Krebs again, and he's going to be dropped at the line of scrimmage. Just nowhere to go, and that will be third down and 13 as the clock runs inside of 2 minutes. Both teams with 2 timeouts here, so let's see if Doug Warren wants to kind of run this play clock down. Play clock is at 24. And 1:45 left to play in the first half. So he can take it down a ways if he chooses, and that's what he's going to do. The Texans in no hurry on offense. See if the Texans can pick this up. Weeks, shotgun. Back to throw. Looking deep, looking left. Now he's going to flip it out. Left side to Martinez, incomplete. But a late flag comes in. Too high for Martinez to bring down. See what the flag is.
It looked like holding on the defense before he even made his break from up here. I did see it.
Yeah, it looks like that's what the indication is going to be. That'll be a first down here, Jared, with 1:21 left to play.
And it's a huge call right there against Canyon Lake, and obviously a huge call for Wimberley, but that's still a ball that, I mean, it's really goes through your hands. It's up high a little bit, but that's a play we've seen Gavin make, and he's going to make 80, 90% of the time, and we just haven't seen those plays so far for Wimberley tonight. They haven't come down with those plays.
No, the downfield passing attack just hasn't clicked yet for Wimberley tonight.
Yeah, it's just they're off a little bit. The center snaps have had a couple problems and throwing timing off, and as we talked about so many times, timing is everything on short passing plays. They haven't been able to really execute all of those screens and different things. Looks like we're going to get a timeout maybe right here.
Yeah, timeout on the field. Our score, Canyon Lake 13 and Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Well, here we go. Third down and 3. I'm not sure why that holding wasn't an automatic first down, but I guess it wasn't. Flip out right side to Stover. He's got the first down, though, to the 45. Still on his feet, fighting for yardage to the 41-yard line is Stover. 1:12 left to play as they move the chains. And they haven't changed the timeout amounts on the scoreboard. I think it was the Texans who took it, though. And we'll see. At any rate, if they did take it, they have one timeout remaining. First down and 10 from the Canyon Lake 41.
That's a good question on the first down there, though.
Texans on the move here as Carruthers gets the handoff up the middle. He gets a couple of yards. Yeah, I just assumed it would be automatic first down on a holding call. But I guess it was a 10-yard penalty or whatever, and it wasn't enough. Texans will take a timeout. We'll keep it here since we're late in this half. 54 seconds remaining. Canyon Lake leading it 13-0. The Hawks took the previous timeout. That one was taken by Wimberly. So both teams now should have one timeout remaining. The ball at the Canyon Lake 39-yard line, second down and 8.
Wimberly getting a little bit of rhythm at this point and starting to get, you've seen some plays that could have been big plays, just haven't executed them yet. So the opportunities are there. We've seen them many times. Execution on defense, execution on offense. This drive right here is going to be key the next 54 seconds of this football game. If Wimberly can take this drive down, carry momentum into halftime, and you and I have talked about that first drive out of second half being a huge, huge swing for the Texans.
Second down and 8 now for Wimberly. Looking left is Weeks. Now he's in trouble, scrambling. He's in a lot of trouble. He's got a receiver, though. It's a 25. It's Mann inside the 20, inside the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Texans. 39 yards. The Texans are on the board.
And that's what we talked about earlier. All it takes, it was 14 seconds instead of 17 seconds. I said it was 17 seconds that the Texans needed to make a big play. It ends up being 14 seconds. Wyatt Mann making two guys miss that really wasn't slow motion, but from where we're sitting in a game that you and I have really both haven't seen Wimberly play like this yet, it looked like he was running with concrete, but he gets into the end zone, and huge play by Wyatt Mann to get in the end zone. Good play by JoJo scrambling.
And speaking of huge, this extra point is huge by Coles. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Our score, Canyon Lake 13, Wimberly 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberly and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan. And the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Well, Doug Warren probably feels better about his Texans. I know for a fact that he does. Texans cut the lead to 13-7 with 40 seconds left to play in the first half. Here's the Coles kickoff. It is going to be taken at the 12-yard line by Lorette to the 20, 25, 30. Look out, 35, 40. And he is going to be stopped at the 47-yard line, I believe, is where they're going to ultimately mark it. And that's where the Hawks offense will take over with 30 seconds left and one timeout.
Awkwardly enough, whenever you see a kicker come up and lay a hit on somebody, it energizes your team. And Coles on the tackle right there is on a full-blown sprint and hammers the guy. And the sideline for the Wimberly Texans blows up. It's obviously a big return, and they're getting the ball at the 46. But nobody cares about anything, but because the kicker just lit up the runner.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be some excited people over there.
First down and 10 right up the middle, and that is going to be Chacon on the carry. Pick up a 4. It'll be second down and 6. Yeah, that'll be a fun one in the film room, too. I mean, That'll be one Warren shows in slow motion.
I guarantee it right now. That's a those kickers don't get many opportunities, and when they do, they're usually extremely important opportunities.
Yeah.
And he took advantage of that one. Man, that's a I saw the sideline over there erupt almost.
They're going to let the clock run out on the first half. Yeah, Nick will have – he'll be able to verbalize that to his buddies next week in class. That's for certain. First half is done, and it was a good one. 13-7, Canyon Lake with the lead at halftime. We're back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan Football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237, near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.